With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Hunter Biden's trial on firearms charges is set to begin in Delaware this week. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The criminal trial of Hunter Biden begins Monday, with jury selection coming just days after another historic first, the criminal trial and conviction of a former U.S. president. In the Hunter Biden case, he'll become the first child of a sitting president to be a criminal defendant. The younger Biden has pleaded not guilty to lying about his drug use in 2018 in order to buy a gun. If convicted on all charges, he faces up to 25 years in prison. Greg Clugston reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Trump campaign is cashing in.
President Trump said his campaign had received about $39 million in small-dollar donations since he was convicted Thursday. Major Republican donors, meanwhile, rallying behind the former president, pledging millions of dollars of support for his bid to return to the White House. At one point Thursday, the main donation site crashed due to excessive traffic. On social media, independent voters were saying they will now vote for President Trump following what they described as a politically motivated trial.
Correspondent Tisha Stevens. Ukraine imposing emergency power shutdowns in most of the country a day after Russia unleashed a large-scale attack on energy infrastructure and claimed it made gains in the eastern Donetsk province. The shutdown's in place in all but three regions of Ukraine following Saturday's drone and missile attack on energy targets that injured at least 19 people. Saudi Arabia and allied oil-producing countries have extended output cuts, a move aimed at supporting slack prices that haven't risen even amid turmoil in the Middle East and also the start of the summer travel season. This is SRN News. Hulu is bringing gay reality shows to the U.S. in June.
The giant streaming platform, which is owned by the Walt Disney Company, will kick off Gay Pride Month by rolling out I Kissed a Boy and I Kissed a Girl, a pair of homosexual dating shows that originate in the United Kingdom. Decency advocates point out that if you buy Disney Plus for your kids to watch, you will also be exposing them to Hulu as part of the bundle, a network that is increasingly not for kids at all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Just 12% of people in San Francisco attend religious services once per month. That's according to new Census Bureau data. Seattle residents, only slightly more religious, 16% of people in that city claim to attend church monthly. Southern cities such as Atlanta, Houston, Dallas, among the most religious American cities. But Riverside, California actually tops the list. 29% of Riverside residents attend religious services. This is SRN News. A gun incident in Mexico cost a British ambassador his post.
The British Foreign Ministry has apparently removed its ambassador to Mexico, John Benjamin, following controversy generated by video in which he jokes while pointing a high-powered rifle at staff inside a vehicle. The United Kingdom's government website on Friday described a seasoned diplomat as being its ambassador to Mexico in the past tense, though no details were given. The website says Benjamin served as ambassador to Mexico from 2021 to 2024 with no further details. A government statement to the Associated Press says appropriate action has been taken. I'm Norman Hall.
A 29-year-old German police officer has died of injuries suffered during a knife attack that left five other people injured on the central square of Mannheim. The officer stabbed several times by a 25-year-old immigrant from Afghanistan. More details at SRNnews.com.